Loren Powell Jobs Nabs More Malibu Land – $94 Million Worth. By Paul Bois on June 12, 2024. Loren Powell Jobs, the widow of late Apple founder Steve Jobs and a financial backer of left-wing media causes, has purchased more land in the area of Malibu, California, this one for a whopping price of $94 million. The billionaire heiress reportedly purchased the high-priced property in the area of Paradise Cove and closed the deal on June 4, per Realtor.com. This beachfront parcel in the Tony Enclave west of Los Angeles is yet another addition to the three other adjacent properties the billionaire has purchased over the past decade, which total close to $80 million for the land alone. According to the Robb Report, these include a three-acre $44 million property in 2015. An adjoining home purchased in 2017 for $16.5 million has 5 bedrooms and 4,058 square feet of living space. It sits on 1.2 acres, which includes a 4-car garage. Powell Jobs scooped up a third property for $17.5 million in 2021. According to The Real Deal, the oceanfront 2,677-square-foot home was built in 1956 with 5 bedrooms and 3 baths. The lot size is 9,810 square feet. It's appeared in TV shows such as Charlie's Angels and The Twilight Zone. Loren Powell Jobs reportedly purchased the land off-market, which was previously priced at $487,000 in 1978. Property records indicate it contains 8 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms on a 6,300 square feet property. As Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow profiled in his book Breaking the News, Loren Powell Jobs has been a significant benefactor of left-wing causes in the media. Marlow even told conservative commentator Mark Levin that Powell Jobs might be the new George Soros. "I want to share something with you that I saved specifically for you in this audience, what I think is the most important revelation in the book, which is I believe I've uncovered the new Soros on the Democrat left," Marlow said in 2021. "It's a woman named Loren Powell Jobs, and she's the widow of Steve Jobs. And this is a woman who's very cleverly come up with a way to fund the prestige establishment press. I'm talking about The Atlantic, which she owns. She also owns most of Axios, but she also funds the activist press, the press that essentially tries to launder Democrat propaganda, left-wing propaganda, through local news outlets. And of course, she's very tight with Democrat politicians," Marlow continued. Loren Powell Jobs is said to have a tight, close personal relationship with Kamala Harris, and of course, she's networked with the biggest companies in the world. She gets her money from Apple and Disney. This person has done this and been named the most mysterious mega-giver in the world. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.